Don Jensen, Larry Thornley, and Louis DeStefano straddle their bikes on Gigling Road on the former Ford Ord. They're all seniors, and they've all been riding for years. Larry Thornley began in 1998.
And when I first came out here, there were wild pigs.
They all are surprised at the election outcome. Measure M would have stopped most development on a nearby parcel and preserved it for open space recreation. The thought that development might be coming to their bike-friendly area frustrates Thornley's friend, Don Jensen.
You go straight out this road 1,000 yards, and from there on, they're going to wipe out every tree between here and East Garrison, practically.
It also frustrates Measure M author Jason Campbell. Campbell says proponents of Measure K misled voters. Measure K not only would have continued the designation of 500 acres for development, but also would have added conditions that made it easier to build the proposed Monterey Downs complex, an equestrian-themed housing and business development and horse racing track. Campbell says his group plans to regroup and see what the politicians do.
They recognize the fact that Monterey Downs is highly unpopular by the outcome of Measure K yesterday and how strong Measure M did perform. Hopefully they'll reconsider their positions and come up with a better plan, a better future for the former Ford Ord out there.
With the votes counted so far, Measure M is losing by little more than 2,000 votes. Measure K, on the other hand, is losing by more than 8,000 votes. The big loss does not frustrate Measure K supporter Sid Williams. He's just happy to see Measure M defeated. He believes the development on the site will help his veterans group raise money by selling adjacent land they have designated as the endowment parcel. The group is building a cemetery for veterans near the disputed land.
Monterey Downs will do what Monterey Downs has to do to see if they can get approval or not. The veterans cemetery is going to get built. So for us, even though we didn't win our particular initiative, we think it's a win for the county.
Seaside City Manager John Dunn says his city is back where it was before the campaign and election started. Monterey Downs has an exclusive negotiating agreement with the city, meaning no other developer can make a proposal. But Dunn says that doesn't mean the project has already been approved.
They still have to go through the complete process, and that process would take us at least through the spring, if not the summer of next year.
Legal challenges and reviews may extend that timetable. It could be years before any ground is broken. Back on Gigling Road, biker Louis DeStefano is philosophical about Measure M's loss.
Well, we'll see what develops. Hopefully, why things will be in such a mess, it'll be delayed for several years, and I won't be riding anymore.
Doug McKnight, KAZU News.